Proclamation number 6820 of 1st of May, 1957. God's address is heard by the whole spiritual world. Even that which you feel in the depth of your heart is my word spoken to you. However, only on condition that your will, your thoughts, are turned towards me. And therefore every person who seeks me, who wants to unite with me, who therefore has not turned his will against me, can be certain that I speak to him in the form of thoughts, for I know every innermost stirring of the heart, and likewise I place the answer in his heart. And if he only pays attention to what moves him inwardly in this union with me, in silent dialogue, in times of inner gathering, he will also always think right and do what is right. You can rely on me without worry when you turn to me, be it with questioning thoughts or requests, for I know about them and do not close my ear because I love to hear such questions in order to be able to answer them. And thus you are told that nothing in life is coincidental, that everything has its purpose, that even the smallest event fits into my eternal plan of salvation and that only the human being himself should benefit from what he encounters. And thus an address by me will never be pointless or purposeless. Everything I say to you is not only heard by yourselves but by the whole spiritual world which desires to hear my word. And thus questioning thoughts have also been whispered into your heart by beings in the beyond who likewise want to hear an answer and who work again with the knowledge they have now gained, because they only spread the truth once they have been admitted to activity in the spiritual kingdom. And those souls often ask themselves why the earth is shrouded in such profound darkness, and they too must be taught that people themselves are to blame for the darkness and that they're rarely only willing to let light shine into the darkness. For the souls in the spiritual kingdom know that only truth can make them happy, and therefore they cannot understand why people deprive themselves of this bliss. And again they have to be informed that people's will itself resists the truth by influencing my adversary, who finds access to them far sooner than Roman one, who would like to make people happy. The light, however, is constantly guided to earth. But people are free to accept or reject it. However, what is held in low esteem on earth is accepted in the spiritual kingdom with true hunger, and all beings are blissfully happy about every ray of light which shines upon them. And thus a treasure of grace can certainly remain unexploited on earth, but in the beyond it will be desired and utilized as the most delicious. But you, who on earth seriously strive to fulfill my will, you can hear my address in your hearts at any time. You, too, can ask questions and leave them to me for answering. And your thoughts will brighten up, you will soon be able to give yourselves the answer, for you have received it from me myself, who always addresses you through the heart when you desire to hear me. But in deepest humility you should turn to me. You should always feel like ignorant little children who have to be taught by the Father. You should never believe that you are knowledgeable if you have not first been taught by me myself. But you need not remain ignorant, for I am always willing to enlighten you, just as I impart the same knowledge to all souls in the spiritual kingdom who desire it. For knowledge is bliss, and I want you to be blissfully happy that you brightly and clearly recognize the truth, so that you can now also work with this truth for me and my kingdom. Amen.